Even Jesus, I ask you to have your way, and I ask you to just let this little word that I'm sharing here today just minister to hearts. I give you all praise. I give you all glory. I give you all honor. You alone are worthy of it all. And I ask you to just let this reach out and touch some lives. You know exactly what you want it to accomplish. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You know, I'm going to read this to you. This is what I wrote down this yesterday. And we the title to this will be Christmas 2025. We celebrate Christmas on the 25th of December. It has become very commercial. And over the years, and literally, we should celebrate Christ each and every day. It should be a day of new beginnings. What Christmas is all about, the true gift that was given, that was John 3:16. God the Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Years ago, I read a Helen Steiner Rice poem, and I said, Lord, I just wish I could write something like that. And I've never been able to quite accomplish that, something that beautiful. But right after that, the Lord began to inspire the first poems that he gave me, and it was called The Gift. And in 2 Corinthians 8:9, it says, For we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might become rich. And you know, the poem that he gave me was called The Gift. And it goes like this, Rich was he, yet poor he became. For he loved you so much that he even bore your shame. For not only did he die upon Calvary's tree, but he left the splendor of heaven to set all captives free. The sacrifice he made was one without compare. He left the glory of heaven, his love for all to share. And you ask, oh, how does this wondrous gift apply to even me? For he brought you from the realms of death unto that of eternity. And you ask, oh, how do I receive this gift? For my answer is simple, you see. For if by faith you'll humble your heart, you'll receive peace and harmony. And that was the first poem the Lord ever gave me. And 2 Corinthians 4:6 through 7 says this, For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Lord gave me this poem years ago, and it's called Treasure. There is a treasure that's given to man that not many of us seem to know. It's the treasure of peace and contentment where in stillness the Spirit does show. The things that the Father has given that are truly ours to possess, the love, the joy, the health, the peace, and even the spirit of rest. These are truly pearls of great value, and they're rubies beyond compare. They're the emeralds of his kingdom, and they're yours if you'll only but dare to simply take him by at his word and by his spirit learn to live. These treasures that he'll give you, only he can give. Psalm 37, 1 through 7 says this, Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut off like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. You know, a lot of times we try to bring it to pass, but it says he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as light and thy judgments as noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Psalm 37, 8 says this, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And the Lord gave me this poem, and it goes like this. And we all have heard this many times. Why do you struggle and why do you fret when all that you accomplish is to get upset? When everything seems to go the wrong way, just lift up your hands and begin to pray. And truly to praise me in all these things, my peace will lift you as though you had wings. And as you look on the problems below, I will give you the strength and the wisdom to know that surely I hold you in the palm of my hand and that nothing can touch you unless it's part of my plan. And you know, my last scripture here is Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. And I want you to remember this. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful. You know, there's nothing more wonderful than Jesus. Counselor, there's no better counselor than to take things to God. Manly counsels will fail you. People will fail you. But his counsel will never fail you. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. And upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. And you know, God has a lot of zeal when it comes to the things of him, and he has the ability to perform it all. You know, years ago, one time, Linda called me, and she says, Oscar, I've got a tune, but I don't have no words to this tune. And she said, can I play this tune and see if God gives you anything? And I said, sure. And she played me the tune, and I listened to it. And the Lord started giving me words, but it wasn't for that tune. You know, God has a way sometimes of getting you to do something the way he wants you to do it. And the words that he gave me, it did turn into a song. We don't sing it very often, so I guess you guys didn't like it. But I'm going to tell you what the words were. And the words go like this. He paid it all so that we might live. He paid it all. What more could he give? The greatest gift that man has known when he ascended from God's throne. He paid it all so that we might live. And this life is yours today if you'll trust him and obey. He paid it all so that we might live. He paid it all. What more could he give? And you know, that's the gist of the song, but he did pay it all. And that's the true gift of Christmas. You know, it's beautiful to talk about the manger. It's beautiful to talk about what Mary did, you know, when she was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. We've all heard that story many, many times. And we know that that little young girl, and I don't think she was very old. She probably was just a teenage girl, more than likely. I don't know. But when the Holy Spirit came and talked to her, that angel of the Lord told her that she was going to conceive and bear a son, and his name was going to be Jesus, and he was going to save his people. And you know, she was a virgin, and she had not known a man. And the thing about it was is that she was told that the Spirit of the Holy Spirit would overshadow her and she would conceive and bear a son, and his name would be Jesus. And she finally said, "Well, so be it done unto me," you know. And she told him, "I hadn't known a man," and he said, "No, it was going to be the Holy Spirit." And you know, that's the beautiful thing about the way Jesus was born. There was no man involved other than he used a woman as the vessel to bring forth Jesus Christ. And you know, we have to realize that in Genesis, according to what happened back there, he used a woman to bring man down. I hate to say that, but he used Eve to get Adam to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But here he's used a woman to birth the Son of God who was going to save all mankind. So he takes things full circle a lot of times, and it's beautiful how God does that, you know. And we just need to realize that, you know, Joseph was told not to fear to take Mary as his wife because she was with child and it was of the Holy Ghost, because he was going to put her away and he was going to do it privately. And that tells you what a righteous guy he was. He didn't want to bring scorn upon her, and they would have taken her out of the city and stoned her to death is what they would have done back then. And yet he wasn't going to do that. He was going to put her away privately until the Holy Spirit spoke to him and told him, and I'm paraphrasing this, but until the Holy Spirit spoke to him and told him, you know, not to fear, not to take her as his wife. And he did. And we know the story of Jesus. We know how he came in the flesh as a man, you know. And the beginning of the Gospel of John tells us, and the Word was made flesh. He was the Word of God, incarnate in flesh. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. But you know, the neat thing about that is as he came forth as the only begotten Son of God, guess what happened after that? When he grew up and he paid that sacrifice for all of us, we became born again. And we were begotten of God too. And we were begotten in the way that when we were born again, we were born of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. And thank God for that, because if Jesus hadn't been the forebearer of that, we would all still be dying in our sins. But he did come to do that. He came to set mankind free. And anyway, that whole Christmas story is a wonderful story, but I want you to know that putting it in today's frame of mind, we have to realize that the true sacrifice that he made, because you know, he lowered himself into human flesh. Not what I won't call it human flesh, because I don't think he was hewed down. I think he purposely allowed himself to be born into flesh, but he was not, his father was not a man, his father was God, the fullness of the Spirit of God. And he was a part of that, and he had the Spirit without measure, but yet he so loved us, like I read to you originally in John 3:16, that he came as the only begotten Son at that point, and he came to redeem mankind. And thank God, that's the true gift of Christmas, that whole lifespan there. And, you know, we can do all the cute little things and put all the little decorations up and all that stuff, and you know, there's nothing wrong with you doing that. It's cute. Kids love it and all that. But we all need to remember what it's really all about. It's all about Jesus Christ, him being birthed into flesh, and him growing into a man and giving his life for you and for me, that we might be redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. Well, that's all I had to share with you today. I know this has been kind of short, but that way you can go out and go shopping if you want to or whatever. Go out and spend some money or, you know, whatever. But if you all stand, we'll close in a word of prayer. Like I say, I've been kind of tired this week. I've been kind of run down. Two supposedly almost colonoscopies The colonoscopy wasn't that bad. It was all the preparing for it. And I've been more out this week, so I'm kind of tired. So please forgive me that I didn't speak a long time. But I love you guys, and thank you for wishing me a happy birthday. And I always kind of thought maybe Jesus might have been born on the 21st instead of the 25th, but I don't know about that. But yeah, right. That's right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you all praise, glory, and honor. I ask you to help us all remember the great sacrifice that you made, that you did pay it all that we might live. And Father, I thank you that was the ultimate gift, and there's no greater gift than that, than what you gave. And I give you all praise, all glory, and all honor, because you alone are worthy of it all. I ask you to bless your people in the upcoming year, and let that true spirit of rest enter into each one of our lives, that we don't let the outside influences of the world bear us down and wear us out, but that we keep our eyes fully planted on you, and that we might fulfill your purposes for us in this earth. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful Christmas.